Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The PTSB are to bring in cuts to their mortgage rates next week. The new rates will come into effect from the 17th of January. They'll be available to both new and existing personal customers. Now, the move comes amidst an increasingly competitive mortgage market. There are new lenders and record high mortgage approvals coming into play. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, is writing about this today and is with me now. Hello, Charlie.
Good morning, Claire.
So PTSB announcing this one to come next week, but this is the fourth set of mortgage rate reductions by them in the last 14 months. Given the precedent set over that time, can we expect the others to follow suit?
I think we can, Claire, and these are quite hefty cuts as well. We're talking about reductions of anywhere between 0.15 percentage points and almost 1%. And it's across a range of their fixed rate mortgages. It means that some of their rates will come down to 3%, which is, you know, we've been a while since we've seen the 3%. Yeah, the others are expected to respond. I mean, they're all responding to each other all the time, which would seem to be what's happening, Claire. You had Bank of Ireland with some half percentage point cuts, big cuts there just before Christmas. Avant Money had reductions as well. Excuse me, and some of the smaller lenders like ICS, MoCo, those non-bank lenders introduced cuts. So I think you can expect AIB now, and it's a subsidiaries, they will probably reduce rates as well. Mm-hmm. And because we're expecting the European Central Bank to reduce rates this year another maybe four times, we could end up with rates coming below 3% in the next month or two, next couple of months, which would great for first-time buyers, makes it more affordable for them, but we'll probably keep the property market, which is red hot anyway, we'll probably keep it pretty hot because it'll just spur more people to buy.
Well, yeah, and all of those predictions that things weren't going to improve on that front probably likely to be borne out, you know, with this news. Just on the 3% there that you mentioned, who is most likely to be eligible for that? Is it people with a low loan-to-value ratio?
It's particularly clear you get these very low rates and these 3% are for people who are getting green mortgages. Now, that's essentially anybody who's able to buy or get hold of a new property. There aren't enough of them out there, as we know, because it's based on the energy rating, the building energy rating, BER. If you've B2 or better, B3 or better, you'll get one of these, what's called a green mortgage. It'll also apply if you are an existing mortgage holder and you have done some work to your house, you could switch or apply for a green rate. So these green rates tend to be very good, and they're the ones that tend to be the cheapest. They're all competing on that level because that's how they get the new buyers in buying the new properties. But anybody who buys a second-hand property and does a lot of work on it to get the building energy rating improved will get one of these green rates as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a great incentive for people to do work on their home to make it more energy efficient, but they get a cheaper mortgage as well.
You need to make sure that you get up and get back into the bank and ask them for it.
Exactly, Claire, yeah. You may already qualify for it. I mean, just putting in solar panels on a 20-year-old house can mean that your energy rating improves. If you change the windows, which a lot of people will do, and get more energy efficient windows in the house, that can mean that you have to be assessed afterwards if you're getting a grant anyway for your BER rating. So you may qualify for a green rate. So it's definitely worth chasing because they're far better value. Also as well, lower rates tend to be for those with who are borrowing less in relation to the value of the property, the loan to value, it's 60% or lower. They tend to be those 3% rates, that's where you get those. But I mean, what's interesting here is PTSB are reducing a lot of their rates, particularly for those people who are not able to borrow at 60% loan to value. It's those people who are borrowing at 80 or 90%. That's where they were losing out to the big rivals, AIB and Bank of Ireland, who tend to be sweeping up an awful lot of the new business in the mortgage market anyway. So PTSB need to come back in there to compete hard with them
right.
on those
so you've mentioned
levels.
So you've mentioned the big guys there, but there's some new players, and this is all feeding into this competition as well.
There are, yeah. There's good news here. You know, you have Avant Money, which is that Leitrim-based, they do mortgages and credit cards. It's owned by the Spanish bank, Bank Inter. In April, that's going to become a fully licensed bank in this market. Now, licensed out of Spain, but it'll be regulated for conduct of business practices here in Ireland. It's going to be rebranded as Bank Inter and will offer far more competition. It'll take deposits. You also have Revolut, the digital bank that's been talking about, and they seem to have serious plans to launch mortgages in this market later in the year. And then you have a number of smaller non-bank lenders who haven't really been able to compete in the last year or two because the European Central Bank rates were so high. You're talking about MoCo and Nua Mortgages. And then the credit unions, there's been a big development there where the rules have been relaxed a bit to allow them to loan more. And even if your local credit union is a small little community-based one and it's not able to do mortgages, they'll be able to refer you on to a larger one mm-hmm. within the credit union network to give you a mortgage. So, yeah, the market is getting more and more competitive all the time, which is great for people borrowing, but as we say, it'll keep the property market boiling over.
Yeah, it's great for people who have their house and they're happy to stay there. But if you are moving or if you're buying for the first time, I mean, these mortgage interest rate reductions, they are just going to fuel the market, right?
They will. I mean, there's no doubt it is a factor. But look at it is good to see competition in the market. Would that we had the same level of competition in the insurance market. But it would just mean more people will qualify for mortgages, and so you have more people chasing that very limited supply. Now, supply is ticking up, but only marginally. Mm-hmm. It is difficult to qualify for a mortgage, but it will mean that people more people will qualify. The big problem is the deposit, and a lot of people are getting deposits from their parents, the bank of mum and dad. But certainly more people will find it more manageable to take on a mortgage with these lower rates and this intense competition in the market.
Yeah, well, listen, we're going to temper our joy, Charlie, because even if you're saving a bit on your mortgage, and you might be saving a bit because the budget measures are coming into effect around now as well, but there are other price increases that are probably going to leave you flat at best.
Yeah, there's about 5 price increases coming. As we know, health insurance is, which you covered well in the programme, there have been multiple increases in health insurance, and I spotted a few of them that just announced in the start of the year. So if you're renewing on your health cover, if you're on the same policy, if you're trying to renew on that, it could have gone up anywhere between 300 and 500 euros for a family. But look, there's other stuff as well. Energy, which is, an issue because we have such expensive electricity in this country, probably the second most expensive in the European Union. The VAT rate on energy, it'll be interesting to see now if there's a commitment in the programme for government on this one. It's due to go back up to 13.5% in April. Some of the parties were talking about keeping it at 9%. If it goes up, that could add 70 euros to the average mm-hmm. electricity bill.
I think what we heard this morning, it will be staying at 9%. That seems to be what's around, which would be good news.
Yeah. It would be good news because there's carbon tax coming on your gas bill and on solid fuels as well. That's due in May. And the network charges are higher this year. But there's others, Claire, like telecoms companies now have moved to this questionable model. I would certainly question it, where they're announcing there's automatic increases every year, usually around April. So that's for your broadband, your mobile phones. What they're doing is announcing every year there is maybe a 3% increase plus whatever inflation is. So that could add as much as 100 euros to somebody on a bundled broadband mobile deal. You have car insurance constantly going up as well. And food inflation is still an issue, I'm afraid, Claire. I mean, still mm-hmm. running at about 3%, and shrinkflation, a major issue there as well. You're paying the same, but the contents is less in the package you're buying.
Okay, Charlie. Thank you very much. Always good to talk to you. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor with the Irish Independent. Coming up next, we're going to hear from a haulier ahead of the partial reopening of Holyhead tomorrow.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.